From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 926th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight Roy Acuff and all the Smoky Mountain boys and girls.
Roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Oh, you wouldn't roll so slow if you know what I know. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Honey, where you been so long? Baby, where you been so long? Soon as I land with a banjo in my hand, honey, where you been so long? Roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Oh, it wouldn't roll so slow if you know what I know. Roll on, buddy, roll on. My home's in sunny Tennessee. Down in sunny Tennessee, that's where I long to be. Back home in sunny Tennessee. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Well, you wouldn't roll too slow if you know what I know. Roll on, buddy, roll on.
Thank you, friends, and to each and every one of you, a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Preaching tonight, a big buckboard full of your Opry favorites. There's Rod Brassfield, Miss June Carter, the Jug Band, Bashful Brother Oswald, the Opry Square Dancers, and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
Yes, sir, and tonight we brought along one of the fine new stars of the Grand Ole Opry. Let's give him a great big welcome and make him know that we're glad to have him on the show, Jimmy Newman. Well, sir, thank you very, very much. Well, we've had a lot of good country music and fun for you, and some of that fun starts right now. Let's welcome the friend with the baggy hat, the baggy pants, and the baggy coat. In fact, it's old Baggy himself. I'm speaking about Mr. Rod Brassfield.
Thank you. Howdy, Miss Acuff.
Howdy, Mr. Rod.
Good to see you,
buddy. Good to see you.
It's hot tonight, ain't it?
It certainly is.
You know, it's just a plumb whole lot hotter in the summer than it is in the winter, ain't it?
It's got so it's that way, yes, sir.
Yes. You know, I'm happy tonight, Roy. Boy, I'm happy.
Well, you're looking
Got me a smart. New car.
New car?
Got me a new car. I bought it on the lay-a-week plan.
The what?
Lay-a-week plan.
You mean the lay-away plan?
No, I mean lay awake and figure out how I'm going to pay for it.
I got one of them.
Boy, you ought to have been with me last night in that new car. I took my gal Susie for a ride, didn't it, see?
Oh, you learned to drive, huh?
Yeah, I learned to drive with one hand.
Oh, sure.
Me and her was riding around in the car, got tired of just riding, so we parked, see?
Yeah.
Me and her, just us, and we just... by Ned Park.
I know what you mean.
Just us sitting there apart.
You and Susie.
Yeah. And there was a fella drove up there, that old beat-up Buick. See? And he says to me, he says, did you run out of gas? I says, no. He says, have a puncture? I says, no. He says, well, can I help you? I says, yeah, you can drive on.
Oh, Rod. Rod, how is your Uncle Sip and... Ain't Sap.
Well,
on.
I don't know. Now, Ain't Sap's doing pretty good, but Uncle Sip ain't so hot.
Really?
No, sir. He had a terrible accident the day before yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it. What happened?
He was painting the roof of his barn and fell off and fell in a barrel of turpentine.
Oh. Did it hurt him?
Hurt him?
Yes.
We don't know, Roy. We ain't caught him yet.
Oh.
He was last seen heading toward Dunbar Cave.
Cooler country.
What in a cooler situation.
Yes, sir. Well, you get it there.
You know them two old couple, that old couple, them two old folks have a time, boy.
I bet they do.
You didn't know it, but they had a dollar and cents wedding.
Had what?
A dollar and cents wedding.
Never heard of one.
Well, see, he didn't have no dollar and she didn't have no cents. But They love each other, Roy.
I'm sure they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, they love each other. Bless your heart. The other day he said to her, says, Puddin'. You see, he calls her Puddin'.
Is that right?
Says, Puddin', if you ever leave me, honey, I'll just go slap dab crazy. Really? She says, no, now don't do that. Sipe says, go out and find you another woman that looks just like me.
Yes.
He says, oh, no, I won't go that crazy. Well, they have a time. Me and him last summer, we was messing around up in Louisville, Kentucky, and found out the Kentucky Derby was on, so we went out there to the horse races, see?
Oh, I want to go every year.
Oh, it was wonderful. We couldn't get no seats, so we were standing up there at the rail, and the horses was up ranging back and forth. We're getting ready to run. And I looked around, and standing right alongside of me was a little beautiful young lady standing there right by me, and I noticed she kept tugging at her clothes and pulling at her clothes and yanking at her clothes. Directly she says to me, said, Mister, have you got a safety pin? I said, no, ma'am, I sure ain't. And just about that time, somebody shot a pistol and hollered, Darryl! And she fainted.
All right. Thank you, Rod. Well, sir, you know us old-timers, and I can say old-timers on the Grand Ole Opry, always take special notice of new country talent and always keep an eye out for such talent when it joins the Grand Ole Opry. Here is one young fellow we're very proud to have with us as part of the Opry family. I'd like you to make him welcome now and listen to him sing one of his fine songs, Mr. Jimmy Newman. Jimmy, come in.
Thank you, Roy. I appreciate that introduction very much, buddy.
Well, I certainly meant it, Jimmy. I know you and your hit songs have been doing quite a lot of traveling. What's ahead on your Grand Ole Opry roadmap, Jimmy?
Well, Roy, for instance, tomorrow, myself and Fern Young, the young sheriff, and all the boys will be in Indianapolis, Indiana for a big show.
Well, I know all the folks up there will be looking forward to seeing you here. Now, I see we've got some here in the house. And by the way, we're looking forward to hearing you right now. Serve us up that real fine hit song you've got, will you, Jimmy?
Thank you, Roy. And here it is. A star fell from heaven right into my heart, the brightest star I know I've ever seen. And I found out that it was only you with all your charm who came my life to fill a dream. A fallen star, that's what you are, the twinkle in your eye came from the sky. You must step straight star.
Rod Brasfield, come here. I got a couple of riddles for you.
Oh, I like him, Roy.
Well, What's as comfortable as dozing in a hammock under a big shade tree?
A pipe full of Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
As fresh as a nighttime breeze.
A pipe full of Prince Albert.
As cool as a morning swim in a mountain creek.
A pipe full of Prince Albert.
You got it, Rod.
Easy as packing a pipe with crimp-cut PA. And every feller who tries PA, he's got it too, Mr. Acuff.
The always fresh, always cool smoking comfort and good taste of Prince Albert. Nature puts the flavor in tobacco, and Prince Albert keeps that flavor and brings it out to a rich, fine, natural taste.
And you fellas who roll your own, why don't you live a little? Enjoy PA. It makes a fine making cigarette every time.
Right. Pop smoker or making man, enjoy the natural richness of Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Well, sir, Howdy Foster is fiddling up some mighty good square dance music, so everybody grab a partner and cut a caper to the tune of Sally Gooden. Oh. Lots of songs sung on the Grand Ole Opry, good country songs, but our favorites are some of the fine old spirituals or hymns. Let us sing for you, Won't It Be Wonderful There.
When with the Savior we enter the glory land,
won't it be wonderful there?
Ending the troubles and cares of the story land,
won't it be wonderful? Won't it be wonderful there, having no burdens to bear,
joyously singing with heart bells all ringing,
oh, won't it be wonderful there.
Thank you, folks. Thank you very much. Well, sir, if you want to see and hear what the hot weather does to people, now's your chance. For here is Oswald with the jug, and Pep with the washboard, and all the Smoky Mountain boys, along with Miss Jerry Johnson, digging up jug band style. Y'all come.
When you live in the country, everybody is your neighbor. On this one thing you can rely, they'll all come to see you and never, never leave you. Did you all come and see us by and by? You all come,
y'all come,
you all come,
y'all come.
Oh, you all come and see us when you can. You all come,
y'all come,
you all come,
y'all come.
Oh, you all
come and see us now and then.
They'd come to the kitchen and help do the dishes right away. But they all start leaving, even though she's a grieving. You can still hear Grandpa say, you all come,
you all come,
you all come,
you all come.
Oh, you all come and see us when you can. You all come,
you all come,
you all come,
you all come.
Oh, you
all come and see us down there.
Thank you very, very much. You are certainly wonderful people to be visiting with us here in the old Ryman Auditorium. And I know that lots of you come especially to see this lovely little lady that I'm going to bring out and introduce to you now. She is one little character that I like a whole lot myself. I'd like you to make her welcome. Meet Miss June Carter.
June. I'm really tickled death to get to be on this show with you,
June,
Mr. Hiccup.
June, please. My name is not Hiccup. It's Acuff.
Acuff.
Yes,
Acuff. Acuff.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. I called you Mr. Acuff, Mr. Hiccup.
And another thing, June, please. Learn to make an entrance on the stage without standing over there as you come through and wiping your nose on that curtain. We have an audience here of over 4,000 people, and that's not very nice.
I didn't do it.
You didn't.
No, I didn't wipe June. My nose on that curtain.
June, you did. You certainly did wipe your nose on the curtain.
I didn't do it.
You did wipe your nose on the curtain, and every one of them was watching you when you come through there.
Now, if you just want to squaw off and fight old Hiccup, that's just exactly what we'll do.
Well, it's not Hiccup.
I did not wipe my nose on that curtain.
Joan, it isn't nice.
I didn't wipe
you
my
did
nose
wipe
on...
You did wipe your nose on it.
I wiped that curtain on my nose is what I done.
Well, every time you come onto a stage and do something like that in a kind of a dirty, nasty way, I'll tell you one thing, it puts another gray hair in my head.
It does.
It certainly does.
Puts another gray hair.
Yes.
Well, you must have been an awful, dirty, nasty little boy then, because your mother's plumb gray-headed, Roy.
Let's leave my mother out of this feud, and I'll tell you one thing, that I am a self-made man.
Well, what'd you have to go make yourself like that for? No, yeah, I'll tell you what, Roy, you're a good old boy. I like you, old Hiccup.
I can see.
I really do. Oh, Roy, oh, buddy, oh, Nodhead, oh, Hiccup.
You ain't so handsome yourself. Kind of shut that mouth once in a while, I can see your face.
Oh,
new faces that we need around here.
That's what I heard. I heard you was looking for new faces.
We are.
Yeah, and here I am.
Well, why didn't you bring another face with you then?
This is all I had. If I'd had another smart aleck, you know I'd have wore it. I wouldn't have brought this one.
Well, that's no, admitting it anyway.
No, I'll tell you the truth. I've got a new face, Roy, and I've got to tell you about it. I've been down to Florida this last week. I went down there to Pensacola, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Saw a lot of nice folks down there that I know. And I run into old Evelyn Presley down there.
That who?
Evelyn Presley.
That drip.
Now, wait just a minute. Your washer ain't been on too tight here lately neither now.
I'll have to admit that. You know, no kidding aside, June, I think a lot of Elvis Presley. He's a nice young boy.
Yeah, he's a good old boy. I like old Evelyn.
He's all right.
You know what we done, me and Evelyn Presley? We was going to water ski on the same pair of skis.
You've always got a scheme to get on with somebody.
No, sir, you know, Roy, I'll tell you the truth. Now, I had my feet up in them two front stirrups on them skis, and then there's two little toe holes back there where he was.
Uh-huh.
And the motor was going to pull us, you know. And the motor gave a lurch, and I started to go, but Elvis reached and grabbed me with his big old bony toe. I ain't done yet. I had in mind to skim along kind of like a skeeter, but instead we won the prize as the number one ruptured egg beater. Now, girls, if you have in mind to ski... Wait, I missed my part. Be careful when you ski, girls, or surely down you'll bog. A falling star is what you are when you try it with an old hound dog.
Say, Mr. Acuff, did you know that tomorrow is Friendship Day?
Sure do, Jimmy Newman, and I'm going to pass around some fine Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Me too, Ron.
That's giving a friend a pipe full of pleasure, because PA's always fresh, always cool smoking, always the most comfortable pipe smoking you ever did. It's crimp cut for easy packing, too, Jimmy.
And tell them about the taste.
Natural tobacco taste. All the flavor nature put into tobacco is kept there. And then PA lifts it up richer, finer, and tastier.
Now, you fellas who roll your own, you pay attention, too.
Because fine crimp cut Prince Albert gives you the easiest rolling, best tasting, making smoke you ever put a match to. Pop smoker or making man, enjoy the fresh, good taste of PA. Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test. That proves Prince Albert is naturally best. His smoke's so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, I just took a vote up here on the stage now, and I want to know how you folks out there feel about it. How about another song from our friend Jimmy Newman, huh?
Thank you, Ron. I'd like to do another one of our tunes for the folks. One called Can't Go On This Way.
Can't go.
Morning low, morning high. Paris turning gray. While I wait and pray, you know you ain't doing right. I can't go on this way. You don't want me anymore. I guess my love was blind. Never felt this way before. About to lose my mind. Oh, pacing up, pacing down. Till the break of day, I'm the saddest soul in town. On this way. You don't want me anymore. Guess my love is blind. Never felt this way before. About to lose my mind. Oh, pacing up, pacing down. Till the break of day, I'm the saddest soul in town. I can't go on this way. Can't go on this way. Can't go on this way.
Oh, that's well. Thank you very much, Jimmy Newman. Yes, did a wonderful job. And now, friends, I've seen stars come and stars go since I've been here at the Opry. They've been some fine ones here, believe me. But here is a boy that came with me here approximately 20 years ago and still starring on the show. Bashful Brother Oswald and his five-string band.
I'm sure ticklish to death to be here, Roy. Oh, when I see that southern moon, I want to croon along with you. I want to meet my sweetheart there in the lane. Hear the people only refrain. Oh, southern moon, shine down again. Blue and lonely, lonesome and sad. Longing for the Southland and the best time I have had. Oh, when I see that southern moon, I want to croon. I want to meet my sweetheart there in the lane. Hear the people only refrain. Oh, southern moon, shine down again. Now play. Can everybody hear me all right?
Sweet.
Steamboat moving down the river. Stop and wait for me. I will help you with your cargo if you'll ride me free. Oh, when I see that southern moon, I want to croon. I want to meet my sweetheart there in the lane. Hear the people only refrain. Oh, southern moon, down out again. The old lady.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Here is a number that's riding high in the charts. It's one of the numbers, a good country tune, written about a little German girl called Fräulein.
waters lives an old German scouter on the banks of the old River Rhine, where I loved her and left her, but I can't forget her. I miss my pretty Fraulein, 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 look up toward the heaven each night when the stars start to shine. By the same stars above you, I'll swear that I love you. I miss you, pretty Fraulein. Heart that I left behind. In a moment of glory, her face comes before me, the face of my pretty Fraulein. Fraulein, Fraulein, walk down by the river, pretend that your hand's holding mine. By the same stars above you, I'll swear that I love you. I miss you, pretty Fraulein.
Well, sir, the Smoky Mountain Boys, Rod Bradfield, June Carter, and all of us had a fine time visiting with you folks at the Grand Ole Opry. We hope you'll be on hand next week, because we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard, and up in the driver's seat will be Hawkshaw Hawkins. And Hawk is bringing along two fine young fellas who've just become a part of the Opry, the Everly Brothers. Till then, this is Roy Akers saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Say, ever think of what makes for popularity? Just think of the most popular person you know. I don't mean a screen star or celebrity. Just a friend who's good to have around. Bet you agree with me that a person like that's popular because he adds to the fun and enjoyment of living. You know, it's the same way with Camels. They add to the fun of whatever you're doing. No other cigarette brings you the full, rich flavor and smooth mildness of Camel's exclusive blend of costly tobaccos. No other cigarette gives you the same smoking comfort you get out of Camels. That's why more people today select Camels than any other brand. Discover for yourself the difference between just smoking and Camels. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. So good and mild, the finest taste in smoking. This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service. It was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.